Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Obviously talking a lot about the Phillies today. And if you missed the game last night, Kyle Schwarber went deep twice again. I mean, 14 home runs on the year for Kyle Schwarber. And the price tag for Kyle Schwarber,
it's going up.
Oh, my God. Is it going
now.
Up? It is crazy, Rhea. It is just incredible what Kyle Schwarber is doing. And, you know, to put his season in perspective here, it's crazy how productive he's been. Here was Brian Kenny last week on MLB Now talking about Kyle Schwarber and just putting in perspective what he's done so far this season.
Now, if you watch this show, you know the kind of player we like. Defense, base running, plays multiple positions, preferably in his prime, late 20s. So Kyle Schwarber is none of these things. Yet why do we love this player so much? Let's do a little digging in. Kyle Schwarber is in his age 32 season. He's in the final year of a four-year contract with the Phillies that has been a huge win for Dave Dombrowski in Philadelphia. Over these last four seasons, Schwarber is second in all of baseball in home runs, second only to Aaron Judge, third in baseball in walks to Judge and Juan Soto. He is also 12th overall in total bases. Now, Schwarber has a unique set of skills which prompted the Phillies to bat him leadoff. He obviously has power, but he also has plate discipline, and he's having a career year this year.
I mean, you hear those numbers. It's just insane what Kyle Schwarber's done this season.
How is it that he has been able to improve his offensive play to this degree? And we watch the other guys. Now, you know, Bryson Stott this year, there's definitely a marked improvement from last season because we know that the injury was, you know, restricting him. But Kyle Schwarber actually made himself better. You know, he focused on his approach and improved it twice. You know, in different capacities. Last year it was to lead off. We need you to be more parsimonious. We need you to have a better eye, to keep, you know, to walk more, to, you know, just change the way you swing, change the way you choose to swing or not. And he did that with aplomb. Like, he did that and then some. He dominated while doing that. Now, this year, they move him to four, and he's, once again, different job expectation, but he's improved on his own ability and then some now to be the protection for Bryce. And Bryce isn't even capitalized.
Well, he's like a chameleon. He can adapt to his surroundings. You know, you need him to do the thing a leadoff hitter can do. He can do that. You need him to do what a cleanup hitter can do. He can do that. And here was Bryce talking about Kyle Schwarber when asked about the impact of him hitting behind him.
Have you felt a difference with Kyle behind you? Just for us, like how you're being pitched, or just the fact that he's behind you now?
Not really.
No? Okay.
You know, I think obviously Kyle, you know, he's an incredible hitter. He's been great for us this year. Anywhere he hits from one to four or anything else, you know, I think each team kind of has what they want to do. They circle a guy each series, and they don't want to, you know, let him beat him. So
right.
It's part of the game. Obviously, I'm missing pitches in the zone and swinging at pitches out of the zone, and I need to cut down on that. hit the ones that are in the zone hard, and stop lining out to left field. I can tell you that.
There you go.
And this is the thing. Eventually, Bryce is going to start to hit. He's going to start coming around. He's going to start benefiting from Kyle Schwarber hitting behind him. But, and I know we probably all sound like broken records here. You got to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. You got to find a way to bring him back.
Yes. He's that he means so much to this team, but then he's also the guy who puts the work and effort in. Not only is he a leader in what he says, but what he does. Yes, we must bring him back. And I can't believe, it's crazy to say this, I can't believe how young he is. I did not realize he is as young as he is. He's 32 years old?
Yeah.
I thought he was like 35, too.
I thought 35, 36.
And it's like I was worried about maybe signing him to a long-term deal because of that. But, yes. 32 years old, you got to find a way to bring this guy back. And
no
I give Rob Thompson credit for moving him down in the order, too. Because I think Kyle Schwarber obviously likes to lead off. I think the Phillies like him leading off as well. But this is the thing. The Harper protection part of it, it's going to start paying dividends for Harper eventually.
Hopefully.
I think it will.
Soon.
It's got to. He has to pick himself up. We're a quarter of the way through, and he's been so much better than what he's shown. I think that you also, Tom, we talked a little bit before the show. You need to be better with your son.
Need to be better with my son?
Yeah, and I hate to get personal like this. It does sound really personal, doesn't it? You need to be better with your son.
It does.
It's
sounds
like, who
very
am
personal.
I? Who am I to be?
Yeah, who are you to
like
be
this?
Giving me,
I just heard some disturbing stuff about your little fella.
Okay.
I was sharing some information about myself.
Yeah, it was unnecessary, by the way. Extremely unnecessary. The information you were sharing about yourself. But yeah, you were critiquing me because my son's 4 years old.
Yes.
And I still assist him in the bathroom.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I think it's time that you both just bravely take that next step. And, he's old enough to be doing everything himself at this point. Like the cleanup process.
Yeah.
The cleanup part.
Well,
prior to washing your hands.
I don't think that's too old to give him a little bit of help.
He can still, I think he's ready. That's just my personal, and I don't even know. Like, he's not my son. I'm just saying, from where I sit, I would have been done with the wipe assist at this point.
Well, he's pretty young, so I'm going to assist him.
Four.
Yeah.
He's going to go off to kindergarten next year.
He's learning.
He's
still got
another
year of preschool left. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So he's not going to kindergarten next year?
Not till he's five. Not till you're five. Five's kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's next year.
Yeah.
He's four.
Yeah. I think he's still got a little bit of time. So I'm not too worried about it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. What's up, Dave?
Good morning.
Dave, what's up?
Well, I want to start off at the beginning of the show. You guys were talking that you feel like kids don't fight anymore. And,
Well, Tom said he didn't fight.
I never got in a fight.
Well, that's what, Tom, you're filling in. You don't know me. I drive a school bus.
Oh, and the kids are fighting a lot?
Oh, with social media, people calling, messaging in their DMs of boyfriends and girlfriends. It is like a fight every single day.
Dave sees the drama firsthand. Sounds like you got a pretty calm bus going on now, Dave.
Well, I'm in between my runs right now.
Okay. You already did the drop-offs.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So now in 10 minutes, I get to pick up my elementary kids.
Well, that's some good information from you. The inside scoop. There are fights going on.
Yeah, I was speaking with no knowledge whatsoever. I have no clue what goes on in schools these days.
Social media causes lots of the fights, Dave. So do you have fights on your bus that you have to break up?
I've had one fight this year on my bus.
Wow. That's got to be rough.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you got?
They don't really fight on the buses. They wait till they get out of school in between going to their buses.
Yeah, what do you got on the Phils, Dave?
I'm really excited for the fact that when Bryce Harper is tempo in his game that we are going to basically be unstoppable.
I think Tom shares your belief there. Tom thinks that we are the odds-on favorite to go and win the division. I think the Mets have proven that they're ahead of us a little bit right now, but we've got some room for improvement, and I'm excited to see where we can take this.
I think it's a month in. I think now the Phillies are getting healthy, got the starting rotation healthy. Like, I just think with this starting staff in particular, Dave, they're immune to having like a big losing skid with this team, because especially the bad teams in Major League Baseball, they're not going to be able to hit these starters.
We have such a good problem of having so many good to great pitchers. It is a great problem to have.
I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Absolutely, Dave. What do you got? What's lucky?
Who was lucky was Jalen Hurts being drafted to the Eagles. Because if he's drafted to any other team, he is not the player he is today.
Well, that was pretty lucky. I appreciate the call, Dave. It was a pretty lucky pick because regardless of what the Eagles say now, there's no chance they thought Jalen Hurts was going to be this.
Tell you that now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they'll say, oh, yeah, we saw this in Jalen the whole time. There's no way they thought he was going
to
be this.
It turned out to be an incredibly smart pick.
Yeah.
Like an all-timer.
Yeah, it was, but I think pretty lucky as well.
They're a football factory. With Come Jalen. On, they're a quarterback factory.
I couldn't believe they did it.
Would you classify that as lucky?
I don't know. I don't think lucky is the word. I'm not gonna say prescient or whatever that word is, Howie's got the inside scoop. It was fantastic value wise when you look back. Holy cow. Second round pick becoming what he has become, Super Bowl champion. Whew. I hated the pick though. I thought it was incredibly dumb.
So did I
wasteful. Like, what the heck is going on? And I couldn't believe they undermined our quarterback like that.
Well, it turned out to be one of the best things they ever did.
He deserved to be undermined, apparently.
Yeah.
He needed that, bring him back to reality, and he did not cope with that. And as a result, we have a new leader in town, and I'm glad that we made the pick once and for all.
Turned out pretty well for sure. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Would you be excited about the Sixers again if they land the number one pick in tonight's NBA draft lottery? Do you want to take a guess, John?
30% say yes.
68%
say
yes.
Wow. Okay, people are not as upset I thought.
That's how good Cooper Flagg is.
Deep
that's
down,
what it speaks to.
Wow, you're right.
Is that this kid
is that good.
It's more to do with
exciting.
Cooper than the Sixers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's more to do with the Sixers. If they don't get this pick, nobody's going to be excited about them. So this is probably the only way you can get people back.
Yeah, you're right.
215.
But it is like a whatever you'd call it, get out of jail free and then some.
This truly is.
I feel ingratiated. I feel like the Sixers can become something I am excited for again. I love watching the gracefulness. Like, Cooper Flagg makes everything look easy on a basketball court, to where it's just, like, he looks so abnormally large to be that fast, to be that smooth. He does it all with just ease that's fascinating to watch.
If they get that pick, they're going to be in great shape.
Yeah.
For sure. No question about that. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. Today, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, as we break down the Phillies. Phillies big series win over the weekend and the last two nights. I mean, I think this is where you look at this team and you see how dominant this team can be. Ranger Suarez Saturday night, and that was great to see Ranger come out after a rough first outing, bounce back on Saturday, goes seven innings, only throws 82 pitches, which I think is really a big deal. Last night, Zach Wheeler goes out.
Yeah, just
he
three
gives
hits.
You a great performance.
Only one walk for Ranger.
Yeah, and gauging people's confidence.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And so where you are as far as the Phillies winning the NL East, I think this team is the clear-cut favorite. I know they lost that series to the Mets a few weeks ago, but when we look at it, and obviously, like, regular season baseball is different than playoff baseball. There's no question about that. But I just look at this team, and I see the starting pitching, and we see the offense, and the fact that the offense, Bryce Harper hasn't even gotten going yet. Trey Turner's been fine, but it's not like he's hitting with a lot of power. Your bullpen's starting to round into form after being really a complete disaster in the first month of the season. I just think regular season-wise, this team's almost foolproof. They're going to win a ton of games. And I think they're going to win the East. That was my biggest takeaway from this road trip.
I think they're going to win a lot of games, too. I can't say for sure. Like, you feel so confident they're division winners. I'm not ready to go there. I am amazed by a lot of things you say, Tom. Today, I'm concerned about your take on coffee, the fruit part of coffee. I don't understand what the heck we're doing drinking coffee.
Well, you're drinking coffee yourself.
As I drink it.
Yeah. But and what, you drink it out of a glass, which is very bizarre.
Well,
why don't you drink it out of a mug like a normal person?
Well, I just started drinking coffee last year. Like, I'm not necessarily honed in on exactly how to do it.
Yeah, you don't drink it out of a glass.
Well, that's when I do drink it out of a glass like this, it's not optimal because it's hot. So, like, I can't even pick it up by that part.
Yeah, it doesn't look too appealing in a glass.
I'm learning. But again, I just started drinking it last year. My question is, this is the product of the pit of a fruit being, like, basted in water.
Uh-huh.
Like, coffee, it's like a seed. It's the seed of the fruit. Did you, like, you knew that, right? Like,
I did not know that, no.
Coffee, there is a fruit that actually grows like a cherry, and the seed in the middle of it is what we
they're the beans.
Use. Yeah, that's the coffee bean.
Okay.
It's like,
so what about,
so why don't we do this with peaches? Why don't we do this with all these other fruits? Why is it just coffee? And why is it I've never seen the coffee fruit?
I don't know. Well, what is it that disturbed you? You said you were disturbed by my thoughts.
I'm disturbed by the fact that you don't find it incredible that we've never even seen this fruit, this supposed coffee fruit. I see beans everywhere. Everyone talks about coffee. Everyone drinks coffee. Everyone has coffee on their person 24/7, yet I've never seen the fruit that yields that bean that we end up like boiling and seeping and whatever we do with it, dripping it through. Why is it I've never seen a coffee fruit?
I don't know. I
think it's
crazy. I don't have a good answer for you.
Like, why don't they have coffee fruit at the in the produce section?
Yeah,
I'd like to try that.
Well, that would be interesting. I don't know why that is.
It's
John.
Amazing to me that just the pit, the part that you discard from your cherries or, you know, whatever, it's refuse. We steep it and make it into a drink that we all love.
Hey, it's great. I mean, I wouldn't be able to live without coffee. I think a lot of people feel that way. So, but if
so there's probably other, let's try it with peaches.
Maybe. I mean, hey, you why don't you try it?
They make mushroom coffee.
You're right. The mushroom is now like a big thing.
Is that like psychedelic coffee? That kind of mushroom or different kind of mushroom?
That different.
For people want to be healthy. I don't need, I just
reishi.
Want my coffee.
Yeah.
I make my own coffee. Like ever since COVID, you know, my Dunkin', which I love my Dunkin' Donuts, they're not open 24 hours a day. And, you know, I leave for work at like 3:15. So I had to start making my own coffee, and I love it.
Well, I'm like you, Rhea. I don't care where coffee comes from. I just need it.
Oh, no. I'm very particular.
Really?
Oh, I make Dunkin' coffee at home.
Okay.
So I'm extremely particular about what coffee I drink.
Okay. I'm not.
And iced tea.
I'm not.
And my Dunkin'.
I got three little kids at home. I just want the coffee however I can get.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive without it. That's all I need.
But when I travel, I will stoop to making the coffee in the hotel room just because I have to have it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awful.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
That coffee's the worst. 215-592-9494. So talking about the Phils. You want to get in on the Sixers, the lottery tonight, our side topic today, for a chance to win a pair of Post Malone tickets. Give us something that is lucky as we try to manifest luck for the Sixers tonight. And if you missed in the last segment, been announced, the Eagles opening game, they're playing the Cowboys Thursday night, September 4th at the Link. That is the opener for this year. But I've warmed up to the idea a little bit. I said I didn't like it in the last segment, but I was just scrolling Twitter during the break. It will be nice
to dominate our opponent.
Raise the banner in front of the Cowboys.
That's
in front of Jerry Jones and his fake wax face sitting up there in the booth as you raise a championship banner.
I also object to the idea that we are lifting the Cowboys up to some degree. Like, we are elevating them somewhat.
That's a fair opinion.
To our level, we are world champs. I don't like the fact that this is suggesting, this game is suggesting that they belong on the same field as us.
It's the NFL saying they're still the cash, you know, they're still the Cowboys.
Yeah,
you
America's
know,
team
you.
And everything, keeping
you.
It.
They don't deserve it.
They don't.
Yeah.
I think this is in line with the idea that they don't ever have, that they always get to play at home on Thanksgiving.
Right.
This is an unfair advantage afforded the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and I get that. But it would be nice to go out there and whoop them in game.
I agree with you.
That would be nice.
And yes, I agree.
Probably means the Eagles are 1-0.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
I think it gives them a very good chance to get off to a good start.
But, I'm excited about that part.
Yeah. So
because
not
the Dallas Cowboys, they continue to handle their off seasons horrendously.
Yeah, they're idiots.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
And they just took a guy from the Steelers, wide receiver, that the Steelers could not they couldn't get the most out of him because he's a problem.
Well, I'm curious. What do you think about that move for Dallas, John?
Well, I think he's an incredibly talented player who is going to give them problems. You know, like, they will have issues in the locker room because he has all sorts of skill but not all sorts of wisdom in the way that he applies that skill.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He's good at football. He's not good at doing the things that make you a good teammate.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable and probably why it might not work out all that well for the Cowboys. 215-592-9494. In a few minutes here, we'll talk about the one kind of down part of the Phillies road trip, and that was Aaron Nola on Friday night, and potential issue brewing with Aaron Nola and his starts. We'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's go back to the phones. Go to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So, TK, I think the last time I talked to you was right around St. Patrick's Day. So, Rhea, this might interest you to know you're working with a guy, the only man whose last name is Kelly, who does not know what a clotter ring is.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing one, Ken. I actually have one on right now.
Al was astonished by that I didn't know what a clotter ring was. He was trying to explain it to me. But, I know now. I did not know at the time.
So did everybody at the party know? Because you were supposed to ask everybody you were going to the St. Patrick's Day party and ask them if you were the only Kelly on the face of the earth who didn't know what a clotter ring was.
Yeah, I didn't do that, Ken. I didn't ask anybody anything. I forget. Okay. Buzz would know. He produces a lot of my shows. I forget things immediately when I
did
leave.
Did Al explain it to you, what it means?
Yeah, he explained it.
Have you ever seen one?
It means you're taken or single, right?
It symbolizes love, loyalty, and friendship.
Okay.
You know, what the heart means, what the crown means, what the hands mean, they all mean something. But then it can symbolize whether you're taken or not.
Have you ever heard of this, John? Clottering?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought Val John said that to you.
Yeah. I was hoping he'd be on my side.
I'm
never
sorry.
Never there for me, man.
Yeah, I could have said...
You could have lied.
I know.
Could have helped me out.
Should've.
You like to see me squirm too much.
Well, sometimes, I guess. Well, now you know what a clottering is. Right?
Yeah, I do. I know now.
You gonna get one?
Why would I get one?
Get one for your wife.
She's isn't it like the same thing as a wedding ring? She's already got one of those.
Well, you can.
I don't know. It's like a nice thing for a gift.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you can do earrings.
It symbolizes your commitment and love. Again,
I'll come in and show you mine.
So okay.
You can see what it looks like.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Well, what do you got on the Phils, Ken?
So just on the Cowboys on the first game of the season, bro. I agree. They don't deserve to have that stage, you know, this whole thing that they're America's team. There's nobody on that roster who was alive to remember the last time the Cowboys played in a Super Bowl. It's ridiculous. It's
I'm
the
with
NFL
you.
Trying to get as many eyeballs as they can. It's disgraceful, disgraceful. But hey, you beat them by 40, and then you know they go home and play at 425 every day for the rest of the season.
I do. I object. This game every year it feels like it's such a colossal matchup. You know, like it's the best of Monday night football
and the Ravens. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
This really falls flat.
Yeah, I would have liked the Lions. I would have liked the Commanders.
Rams was the Commanders are better than the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm torn on this one. I'm trying to come around, but John's making a compelling argument.
Optimal. The Commanders, man, the Commanders, that's a good game. We can feel great about where we stand when we beat the Commanders. When we slaughter the Cowboys, what does that tell us about where we stand?
Not a whole lot. It feels like a low upside game. What else you got, Ken?
So on the Phillies, listen, a couple things. I'm not falling for it. I don't get down in the dumps when they have, a 10-day stretch like they had a few weeks ago. And I'm not equally getting sucked in when they play like this for a stretch of games. I'm just not falling for it. This team is the construction of this team is such that they're not going to beat the Mets. The Mets obviously the Mets understand that there is no reason to throw strikes to this baseball team, and so they just don't. So I'm not falling for it. And in terms of extending Schwarber, the problem you have with that, and there's nothing to dislike about Kyle Schwarber. So this has nothing to do with Kyle Schwarber. If they make the playoffs this year and go out without a whimper in the first round like they did last year, and it's obvious that you're not going to win a World Series with this core, you are stuck with so much of this core. You don't have any flexibility with Bryce Harper. You don't have any flexibility with Trey Turner. You don't have any flexibility with Aaron Nola. You don't have any flexibility with Wheeler. You don't want any flexibility with Wheeler, by the way. So I don't have a problem with that. But the fact of the matter is that if you're not going to be able to win a World Series with this core, you're going to have to reconstruct this team in a different way. And you can't keep Kyle Schwarber and reconstruct the team in a different way. And that means you're going to have to basically do what they've done already, which is run it back again and hopefully get something out of this core that you just might not be able to get. So I love Kyle Schwarber, but he's one of the only pieces that they have flexibility with. And if they don't win a World Series this year or get close, if they continue to regress as they've done since they made the World Series in 2022, they're going to have to make significant changes to the construction of this baseball.
Yeah, no, Ken, it's a fair point. What do you have for something that's lucky?
My mother always told us when we were growing up, you find a penny on heads, that's good luck.
A penny on what?
Yeah,
penny on heads. Penny on heads.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Penny on heads.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
You don't pick it up on tails,
right?
What's the difference? That's a stupid superstition. Why?
Wait, so you don't subscribe to good luck, bad luck? This is...
No.
It sounds... Really?
Yeah, I mean, if a penny or a quarter's on the ground, it's on tails. What's the difference? Same thing.
It's bad luck.
No, you can pick up
luck.
A quarter, but not a penny.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point.
Come on.
You really don't subscribe to the whole luck thing?
No, I mean, you guys are acting
Tommy
like I'm...
Kelly
you guys are acting
does not
like
subscribe
I'm,
to the luck thing.
You guys are acting
the
like,
luck
I'm
of the Irish.
Like I'm the crazy one.
Yeah.
When you're saying if there's a penny on the ground on tails, you're not going to pick it up because you're afraid you're going to be cursed.
Yes.
Well, not cursed, but I'll have bad luck.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
Cursed is more severe?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, bad luck could be, you know, got a bad break. Yeah, they don't have my favorite. They ran out of my favorite, you know, sandwich at Wawa or whatever.
Like bad luck.
Yeah, that's the bad luck.
So what would qualify as like
is,
a curse?
Oh well, cursed is you know you every Thursday you know.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't
fall off your bike. I don't know.
Like, I asked them, then I'm like, recurrent. I don't know how deep I want to delve with John with being cursed.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to invent something that comes back and catches me on the wrong end.
Well, you got to get pooped on by a bird again.
Well, it seems like I am their target now.
They're targeting you, John.
Hey, it's really not bad. It's really not that bad. I dreaded it.
Really not that bad?
Yeah, you don't even notice. And then it's not like it's a big, it's just a little splotch. Uh-huh. It's white. Whatever that is.
Thank you for telling me what bird poop looks like. I didn't know.
Don't you think it's strange, though? I think, I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I really wanted to delve in there.
That might be the first time I've ever heard John say, well, I'm not going to get
into it. I was going to delve into
usually
urea.
Usually you love getting into it.
Yeah, I was going to go urea. No. Let's really talk urea here.
You know what? Nah. Good judgment, John. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But did want to touch on another element of this Phillies road trip here. That was the one negative because they win 5 out of these 6 games. The only one that they end up losing was Friday night. Aaron Nola pitches. Not a great performance. Gets hit out for 2 home runs again. And what's interesting with Nola now is the situation behind the plate. Because Rafael Marchand, I don't know if it's been just by chance or by design, he's caught Aaron Nola more than any other starter. At least it feels that way.
I think it's how many starts does Aaron have this year? 8? I think it's 4-4?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's right, Rhea, is that it's 4-4 between Marchand and JT Realmuto.
And the splits are stark.
7.65 is Nola's ERA when Marchand's behind the plate. 2.5 is the ERA when JT Realmuto's behind the plate. Now, I look at it. Do I think there's maybe a little something to it? And if I'm Rob Thompson, am I trying
four
to...
runs is not little.
No.
Wait, a little something
runs.
To it.
Five
Marchand
runs.
Stinks, man. Marchand
this is
doesn't
not Marchand's
just stink.
Fault.
Marchand doesn't just stink defensively where he can't throw anyone. Everyone's steal on Marchand all you want. Garrett Stubbs is a better offensive player. Garrett Stubbs is a guy that everyone in that clubhouse adores. I can't object to Marchand being up where he shouldn't be, which is on this Phillies squad.
First
in the major leagues, Garrett Stubbs is the catcher we need. to back up
delusional.
JT.
First off, with Rafael Marchand, he's not to blame when Aaron Nola leaves meatballs over the plate and it gets hit out of the park.
Okay.
That's an Aaron Nola problem. That's not a Rafael
Marchand
problem.
Have we seen him throw anyone out at second?
I'd have to check the numbers on that.
2 for 8.
Okay. They check the numbers. Well done. That's
he's
not very
terrible.
Good. Okay.
He's been horrendous.
But I can't take the Garrett Stubbs stuff.
You're bitter about Arizona.
Yeah, Garrett Stubbs is a bum. And
no,
Garrett
he's
Stubbs,
not a bum,
yes,
man.
He is.
He works hard. And everyone in that clubhouse respects the way he works.
I don't care.
He makes
what they
the
think.
Team better. As a backup, the way that he prepares, everyone admires that. They know he'll be ready. They know he might give them a little something. He might, you know, pop a homer. We've seen Garrett Stubbs belie his tiny size many a time to get that ball out of the park.
Many a time is not reality.
Stubbs isn't hitting a lot of
All right, maybe not many a time.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Garrett Stubbs always impresses me with the way he can do more than what you'd expect from a backup catcher.
No, you know what? I'm going to call you a liar. I don't believe you on that.
Absolutely. First of all, catchers, we know that they struggle with the offensive part to begin with. Garrett Stubbs is adequately prepared every time he's a starter, even when he's not. He is the consummate team guy. And everyone appreciates that a ton. I've never been a part of the locker room with him, but you can see the way guys really admire and gravitate toward Garrett Stubbs.
First off, I mean, the difference between Marchand and Stubbs being on the major league roster, it doesn't matter. They play once every 7 games. JT Realmuto is going to play the rest of the game.
Because the emotions that come with Garrett Stubbs are positive and uplifting. Like, Garrett Stubbs brings more to the table than Marchand
and
does
how is that
because
benefited,
he's a better leader.
How has that benefited them the last few years in the playoffs?
The chemistry
it doesn't matter.
Will be better and this year with Stubbs on our major league team.
I could not disagree more.
He needs to be a personality in that clubhouse, in that locker room, because it makes everyone, it takes a little bit of the anxiety out of things, takes a little bit of the load off. He can be, you know, like, let's just have fun out here. Like, there is something to that, and it does help. I know that it went too far with the pool in Arizona. That is, let's let a bygone be a bygone.
I will go to my grave believing that Garrett Stubbs had a tangible impact on why the Phillies lost that series.
Okay. Well, maybe he did, and I'm sure that was not his intention. That was Garrett Stubbs maybe stepping outside where he should have stepped. He knows the way everyone feels about that. He's a guy who's going to make good. I really believe that. He's a good team guy who can. He's certainly better than Marshawn.
They're the same guy.
Offensively and defensively.
They are the same guy. Garrett Stubbs, what did he hit here? 210? 213?
Has Marshawn done anything to like make you feel like he's gone after this backup role?
No, but no backup catcher. No backup catcher makes a significant. Who's the best backup catcher the Phillies have ever had?
The four-run difference.
Four-run difference, I think there might be a little something there, Rhea. I don't think we can just...
There has to be something.
But when Taijuan Walker's on the mound, opponents are only hitting 100 off of him when Marshawn's behind the plate.
I'm just saying there has to be something with Nola.
I agree with that. And I think it's fair to say they should match Nola up with JT more. But I think to blame Marshawn, because people like to jump on him. People want to get on Marshawn because a lot of people want Stubbs up here.
Good. Well, I think they went with Marshawn at the start of this year thinking that he would elevate his play. Like they're banking on his potential coming through and looking like something, and it hasn't.
And he hasn't been. That's as really good. The only reason he's up.
That is the big reason.
I mean, you do agree with that.
Absolutely.
Right? If he had an option, Stubbs would have been back up here.
I agree with that, but I am a little biased.
You know, you're just anti.
I don't.
You're like me with Daryl Morey.
Yeah, I do not.
I won't give him credit for, you know, anything.
I do not like Garrett Stubbs. I absolutely do not like Garrett Stubbs.
Do you think you can ever like Garrett Stubbs?
Because No. I will never. I can't stand the
Philly.
Sight of him.
He's a good Philly.
No, he's not a good Philly.
Yes, he is, man. You know the work, the prep that he has to put in as a backup catcher, man.
Yeah, that's
There's so much that goes into
that. Yeah, you know what his prep is? Setting up the DJ list for after the game. That's
well,
the prep.
He does that too.
Here we go.
Yeah.
He does that too, tirelessly.
We'll get back to the phones in a second, but first, here's John.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation. We've done our show over there at PDQ POS headquarters. The people, their technology, it's all so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything: mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com.
But as far as the Rafael Marchand Nola stuff goes, that is interesting, and I'm interested to talk to Ben Davis about that at 9, because we have Ben coming up at 9 o'clock today, former catcher in the major leagues. It'll be interesting to get his perspective on that relationship between a catcher and a pitcher.
Are you going
to
discuss your lack of respect for the backup catcher to Ben Davis?
Wow, this is putting me in a bad spot. I may have just messed up. I didn't think about that, but yeah, not a great look. Thanks a lot, Rhea. Thanks for throwing me under the bus there. But, John, like from that part of it, and we'll get back to the phones in 1 second here. How important do you think
Ben's that... Ben's going to beat you up, man.
That is...
You're going to be in a fight now.
Yeah. Oh my, I don't want to...
I have Ben. I got Ben. Yeah.
I don't want to fight. Ben's hands are
Tommy
bigger than my
Kelly's
head.
Kelly's going to get in a fight today.
I don't want to fight Ben.
No, me I got
to tell all our friends, meet in the schoolyard after.
Yeah. I did get a text from my friend, by the way, my buddy Justin. He did remind me. I did get in a fight in my friend's basement one time.
Really?
I got thrown through a wall, yeah.
No way.
Well, I made like an indent in my friend's wall.
So someone pushed you? They shoved you?
Yeah. It was a, you know.
Was it a knockdown, drag out, you swung back? Or
no, it
you
was
were
like
just
we're
pushy.
Like a wrestling around type thing, and I got shoved.
It was a wrestle
I was like 14
fight.
Years old.
But you were friends.
Yeah.
You guys are like best friends, and it got a little aggressive.
Yes.
Okay.
But then...
That's not a real fight.
I was very scared, though, to tell my friend's dad that I ruined his rope wall.
Yeah,
well, you
bet.
Didn't. You're
so
the
what
one
happened?
Who got thrown into
well,
it.
Well, that's what I... That was my argument.
I mean, that would be my argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Standing
sure.
around minding my own business.
Exactly. It's not my fault that I'm, you know, not strong enough to not get thrown through a wall.
Right. I didn't intentionally launch myself backwards with enough force to dent the wall.
So I neglected to mention
that. Did you get in trouble
I mean,
from your parents?
No, I mean, it was drywall. It's not like it, you know, was a
well, did
really
you have to fix
thing.
It or anything?
They took care of it. I don't know
wow.
how it got fixed.
You just got away with it.
Around the house.
I mean, these people
no
are like...
No responsibility at all.
These people are like family to me. This is like my best friend, so we buried the hatchet.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Fleming, if you're listening,
you did
I'm sorry.
Get in a fight with your best friend.
Yeah.
Let's be truthful here.
Well, it wasn't... I didn't get in a fight with him. It was a big party and, you know... Got to find
oh no!
People. Yeah.
Wow. So a rager? That sounds a little illicit, Tom.
Yeah.
Is this in high school?
Yeah. No,
were you
was,
underage?
Yeah, but there was no alcohol involved at this point.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I never did anything underage.
Thanks okay.
Thanks for delving in.
I believe
again.
You.
You do? Okay, good.
Said with disappointment.
Appreciate it.
I believe you.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Leslie. What's up, Leslie?
Oh, yes, good morning.
Hi, Leslie.
I am so fired up when I heard Tom talking about putting down Garrett Stubbs because I agree with you, John.
What?
He's great. And
yeah,
I just read an article. Listen, I just read an article about what an attribute he's been to the Lehigh Valley team. And as a leader, as a people person, they started doing this bowling in the beginning of the season, and he just has kept it up. And
I love
really
that.
Helped build connections among the teammates. So my thing for
that's real.
Lucky is Lehigh Valley is lucky to get Garrett Stubbs.
Leslie, I agree. That matters. You know, that team building, Garrett Stubbs is he's absolutely being a leader. He's bringing those young guys along. And I would not be surprised if he's back up at some point when it matters, the end of this season. I think Garrett Stubbs makes us a better team than Raphael Marchand does.
I sure hope so. Raphael Marchand has, like, the personality of a rock.
A poor, hey, you don't know that, Leslie. That's not fair
that,
to say.
No, you don't. But he doesn't have a Stubbsy-esque personality.
Stubbsy,
that's for sure.
Oh my God,
Stubbs. Right. You know what? Have you seen some of the interviews that Stubbs has done with Andrew Painter? You know, like
I don't want to hear him speak.
Lehigh Valley.
I never want to hear that guy's voice again.
He is so interesting, upbeat. He's a positive. Truly taking on that leadership role, I feel comfortable for Andrew Painter's sake that Garrett Stubbs is down there.
They probably want him down there.
I think that's part of why he's there.
Oh,
they
this
believe
is ridiculous.
He can help.
No, this is a ridiculous
he can give
justification.
The best support staff to Andrew Painter. He will support Andrew Painter better than Raphael Marchand could.
And Raphael Marchand.
And when Andrew Painter comes up, I would not be surprised if you've got Garrett Stubbs coming up too and Marchand.
You know what? This started as me not liking Stubbs. I'm starting to actually feel bad for Marchand now. People just hate this guy for no reason whatsoever.
I don't hate him.
I don't really hate him. I just think
Leslie said he's got a personality of bag of rocks.
That was unfortunate.
Okay, well, I'm just saying compared to Garrett Stubbs, that's
true.
How I see it.
Everyone has it compared to Garrett Stubbs. He really,
and
he's
also,
a delightful.
I don't know the stats, but man. I would like to know what the ERA is for Aaron Nola when Garrett Stubbs was with him. Because I can't see it being worse than with Rafael Marchand.
Sure. Well, how about this idea, though? Maybe Nola's just not pitching as well. What about
I think the catcher has a lot to do with that, like his ERA. I mean, it's obvious because when JT's an awesome catcher. So, you know, if you have somebody that's really you're connected with on the other end, it's got to have some influence over that ERA.
Well, I mean, that's a fair point,
Leslie. I think they're all connected to Garrett Stubbs.
Oh, God. What do you have for something that's lucky, Leslie?
I told you, Lehigh Valley is lucky for having Garrett Stubbs.
That's true.
Appreciate the call, Leslie.
That is correct.
I have some stats. So okay. StatMuse says Aaron Nola has a record of 12-8 with an ERA of 3.78 in 28 appearances with Stubbs in his career.
Okay.
28. That's a much larger... numbers. Well, it's a much larger sample size, obviously, than Marchand.
Yeah, yeah. But
it'd be interesting to know what they were last year.
Yeah, but again, like with Taiwan, Marchand, he's much better with Marchand behind the plate. I think a lot of this is chance. Like, I would agree that in the short term, sure.
4 runs is not chance,
I would match JT up more with Nola, but I don't know. I think more of it is Nola's just not pitching as well as in those games.
Well, I don't think Nola is pitching as well, but if this is chance... I don't know. If it is boiled down to chance, I would rather have Garrett Stubbs' personality in the clubhouse when the postseason comes around, because I do think he can help keep it light. And I think part of what gets this team in trouble is when they take themselves a little too seriously and they get a little, when they're working too hard to make the big stuff.
Uh-huh.
Happen.
Well, it didn't help him last year.
I know. But I think they would have been worse off without him. I do think that the lighthearted outlook, it's not easy. It's not easy to create that. And it takes a special kind of recipe, a special kind of concoction in terms of the right mixture of players. He is part of the right mixture.
From a series perspective, though, as a guy who's been in locker rooms and stuff, how much does that matter?
It matters a ton, just like CJGJ mattered to the mindset. I know it wasn't necessarily only his play that made him so important to the Eagles. I think that the fun, happy-go-lucky, crazy guy who's going to scream and do all the off-the-wall stuff, you need a few of those guys in the locker room. It's just like I said, a recipe. That special recipe. There's no exact way to define it.
Right.
But again, Garrett Stubbs is part of the right recipe for making this team have the outlook it needs to actually get this done.
Who would you say is the Garrett Stubbs of WIP?
Mm.
Your guy Jimmy?
I think that could be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're very
sure.
Positive.
Yeah.
Sure. Jimmy, yeah. The jack of all trades, Jimmy Seltzer, he sure can do it all. Really sharp, really upbeat, very positive, likable. Everyone.
Kind of gives Stubbs vibes. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Right.
I think it's a great comparison. And you know how Jimmy makes you feel when you call the show.
A lot better than Buzz.
I'm very short and to the point. Yeah. Seltzer likes to hold happy hour back here.
Buzz doesn't make me feel nearly as good.
Buzz. Seltzer uplifts you more.
Yeah. And you're a buzzkill.
Well, that is where the name derives from, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it started as Buzzkill in middle school.
Buzzkill.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm anti-fun.
He kills every buzz.
Seriously?
Yep, immediately.
That's a terrible nickname to have.
Yeah, it was, but it stuck.
Really?
Sixth grade. I didn't know
that this was your nickname until now.
Yeah, he goes. It's his on-air name now.
Well, now it's just Buzz. The only one who still uses the full Buzzkill is Ike, actually. Every time he sees me in the hall, Buzzkill!
Yes.
Yeah, only one.
You can't call him Dan anymore. Just call him Buzz.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, I like nicknames. I've always hoped for nicknames. I like creating nicknames for people. I never have had one.
Really?
No.
Richie Rich?
Well, yeah, Richie Rich.
I mean, you know, like you said it at the start of the show.
Did that annoy you, by the way?
No.
Okay.
It's I liked Richie Rich a lot. I mean, like, I used to ride my bike to the you know, little, it was called Hattie Harris. It was a little market, and I would buy Richie Rich comic books every month.
Well, there you go.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.